Good morning. 7:35 a.m. on Thursday, September the 5th, 2019. So, yesterday, after I posted the podcast, after I put the post up, hit publish, make sure it actually went through, I started the update process for the laptop where I use... I do most of my non-writing work. So it's where I process this file. It's where I handle the podcast website. It's where I communicate with Sifwa. It's where things that aren't directly related to putting words on the page. It's where I do that stuff. So my Thunderbird accounts all go to that machine. Because the Thunderbird accounts generally tend to be spam magnets. I literally get 200 or 300 spam emails to those various accounts every day. So picking out the actual communication is sometimes tough. Although Thunderbird is getting better at flagging spam, junk mail, and it makes it easy to get rid of. I have to look up and figure out how to archive old emails. I got emails going back to 2011 on that machine. I need to get some of them archived off. I'm not convinced I need to archive them. I suspect what I need to do is just delete the goddamn things, but... Oh, well. So, after I unbricked the 500 gigabyte drive the other day, and I did do a full backup onto my new 2 terabyte drive of all of the home account for Nathan Lowell on that machine. And so, across, get out of the way of this dog here. Poodle man coming. Big poodle. Morning. So I got the backup done, and it took all night. There's a lot of stuff on there, isn't it? Probably a lot of crap. And so after I got the post done yesterday, I kicked the update. Now, on that machine, I'm running Ubuntu, and it was the long-term support version at 12. And I thought, yeah, you know, it's past time. I've got to get onto 14. So I went on to 14. The first thing I did at 14 was say, okay, there's a 16. Do you want to do it? And I'm like, yeah, okay, why not? So we keyed 16 ran. 14 ran all morning, 16 ran all afternoon. We got the end of 16 and said, oh, by the way, there's 18. You want to do it? And so I've got it all torn apart now. I may as well. So I did the 18 update. So it was about 14 hours of updating. But the machine's up to, what is it, Bucolic Beaver or something. It's a long-term support, 18 release. Morning. And it's running GNOME 3 as a window handler. And I was looking for a new window handler. Because Unity has some... At least Unity, which is what I usually use, because it was the default on the early one. I kind of got used to Unity, and now I have to get used to something different. I could install Unity. I'm thinking about maybe I want to try experimenting with some different ones. I've also got the distribution bug. I got the Jones. Gee, wouldn't it be fun to try? There's a couple of new ones that look really spiffy. I don't know how useful they are, but they look really spiffy. And I gotta say, GNOME 3, I really didn't notice it was GNOME 3, except that the stuff that I was looking for, I couldn't find. The launcher on the side, there were a bunch of icons down the side, but for quite some time, I thought that was just the way the new launcher looked. And then I realized that the little button at the top corner that I was used to hitting on is now a very different shape button on the bottom corner. And where I used to look to control the windows is now where Windows has the buttons, not on the left side where Unity has them. So I'm adjusting. It's okay, I like it. Does the job. I made sure. One of the issues with Audacity has always been the MP3 plugins. You had to put a plugin in it to make the MP3s render. And apparently that's been resolved because it does it. I didn't have to do anything. I just installed Audacity and imported one of the M4As that I used for this. And exported it quite successfully. Other than it's missing one of the steps. One of the effects was a leveler that I used to do to bring up the bottom end. Before I did the compressor. Okay, I can probably live with that. I think it was a minor enhancement, but I suspect that compressing does it pretty well anyway. So if today sounds different than yesterday, it's because it's a new version of Audacity and I don't have the same post-processing steps for this one that I did for normal. I suspect I could probably substitute a normalized run. Well, it doesn't do the same thing. It does do something similar. Anyway. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. I've got a really old HP Pavilion laptop with a really nice brand new operating system. And a really crowded hard drive, so I gotta do some cleanup. I really gotta do some cleanup. I also, my younger offspring, I think I mentioned it yesterday, bought a new laptop because repairing the old one would have cost as much as buying a new one. And discovered that all the new laptops at Best Buy don't have hard drives. They've got SSDs, but they're all really small. 250 gigs. I think there was one that had a terabyte drive in it, but that was really expensive. It's like $500 more. I don't have the metronome going this morning, in case you're wondering. Morning. I've got to give my legs a little bit of a rest. They're going to get a rest, at least from walking, over the weekend. I'm going to take my sneakers, I'm going to take my shorts. I'm probably going to try to get on to the treadmill at least once a day. Twice would be better. But I've noticed that my calves are starting to object a little bit. My thighs are projecting a little bit. Anyway, we discovered that the laptops are being built for lightness, for portability. The pavilions were built to replace desktops, which it did, sort of. But there aren't any that have big hard drives in them anymore, apparently. Oh, get ready, sit with me. On the post. I suspect there are, they're just not on the floor at Best Buy, where road warriors go to find a machine that they can tuck in a backpack and walk with. So I suspect it's sort of a cultural shift in the way that we relate to laptops. But it was an interesting trip. It was an interesting observation. Because the kid's previous laptop had a terabyte in it. This one doesn't. Of course, I bought the last one and looked for hard drive size. It seemed reasonable. And I did not have input into the buying decision for this one. I think in terms of what he's doing with that machine, I think this is a better setup. We got a 2 terabyte USB 3 drive external so that he can keep his archive, his portfolio, on the external drive, and it's not taking up space, but doing nothing on the hard drive, which I think is actually probably a better choice. If for no other reason, that the next time he trades machines, the migration is going to be a lot easier. So I'm almost ready to go. I got a haircut appointment this morning. I did my laundry yesterday. I'm wearing my baggy jeans today. My baggy raggy jeans. I've lost so much weight. These are I'm wearing a pair of 34s. 34 waist, and I put them on yesterday so that I could wash all my 32s. I normally these days I wear 32 waist. Down from 38. So, I put on a 34s yesterday and just sitting around the house, you know, it doesn't really matter anything. They fit a little loose around the waist, and it's not like they're going to be doing anything. Pulling my pants up is going to be problematic. And then we went to Best Buy, and that was an experience because I didn't put the belt on with them. 32s, I don't need a belt. 34s, I need a belt. So I had to put a belt on this morning. They're still sliding down. Belt's not holding. So that's good. That means I'm still. I weighed in the other day. It was 169. I probably weigh in today at 172. Anywhere around 170, I'm going to be a happy guy. If I could get down to 165 in another couple of months, that's great. Not because I think it makes me particularly healthier or happier, but I think it makes me my A1C stay below that 6.0 diagnostic threshold. And for my doctor, it's 7.0. She's happy if it's below 7. 6.8 was getting to be a problem. Good morning. Okay. Earbuds in, eyes down. Dude, don't be ashamed. You're walking a little tiny dog. Good morning, good morning. Lady with the Scotty dog. So yeah, Mr. Baggy Pants this morning. I can feel the loose fabric flapping around my butt. I have a favorite pair of pajama pants that has an elastic waistband, but it also has a drawstring. And it's, I love them because they're, it's a soft fleece, quite lightweight soft fleece material. And lately I've had to start tying it because otherwise they just wouldn't stay on. So yes, I'm losing weight. I'm managing my weight. I haven't done my push-ups. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, I gotta get this done because I really need to work on core strength. And push-ups worked really well the last time. But I can't seem to remember to do them. Maybe I need to set an alarm for... I was trying to do 3 sets a day, so morning, noon, and night. But I wasn't doing either or any of them. I still have my hand weights. I haven't used those either. But perhaps as the weather cools, I get more and more stuff mentally automated. I need to get the writing time automated. It's too often, not the first thing I do, but the last thing I do. And that's a problem. When I was doing, when we did Novelramo, writing, I had a writing period that I knew I was responsible for. And so all weekend long, I worked toward making that writing period the most effective it could be. And a lot of stuff sort of went by the boards. So, one of the things that I did yesterday was spend about 4 hours on CIFWA board work. Remember, because I'm a member of the board, there's a lot of stuff that I need to pay attention to, I need to look at, I need to offer opinions about stuff like that. And I have a lot of opinions. So yesterday was a lot of board work, and that's over and above the hour and a half I was on a call with the accounting finance group, talking about month-end close and all of the rest of the business of keeping CIFWA running. And all of that noise was me getting a splinter in my finger, trying to get the back gate open before I said, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.